You're living in an industrial city in England. The year is 1844. You need to go to the market for groceries with the little money you have to purchase them. Outside, you walk along the cobblestone streets, lined with beggars and impoverished workers on each side. Prices at the market are reasonable, but not nearly equal to the cost at which goods are produced. The factory workers in this industrial city are hardly paid enough to survive, and profits go to the business owners, not the workers. Workers toil for 15 hours a day, seldom with breaks, only to return home to an overpopulated residence where women play little role outside of the domestic. Fast forward. You're living in an industrial city in the United States. The year is 2015, and you need to go shopping. You decide to go to Walmart, since they have low prices. Outside, you hop in your car and drive down the paved roads, which are lined with homeless people and impoverished people resulting from foreclosure and the volatile job market of the United States. With the prices of many goods rising due to inflation, it is great that Walmart has such low prices, right? Well, Walmart has low prices because of the cheap factory labor it utilizes to produce goods. Workers across the globe work tirelessly in horrible conditions for wage rates below the United States minimum wage. Profits of Walmart still go to the wealthy individuals who own portions of it, not the workers who make the products. These two scenarios may be in different times and different cities, but the issues presented are still the same. Capitalism causes poverty and an unfair distribution of wealth, among other things. Marx's ideas are not dead because the problems he was trying to solve in his time are still very much alive today. The United States has a variation of a free market economy, something that Marx found to be legalized fraud, and we still trade and have private property along with unequal opportunities for individuals based on income. Marx sought to inform and fix his world, and many of the flaws he wrote about are everywhere, but the capitalist society we live in can, at times, blind us from reality. For example, Marx recognized gender inequality in his time, and still today women make less than men even when doing the same work. Marx recognized estranged labor and the dehumanization of people through materialism and competitive work environments. Whether Marx's ideas of communism could have, and still can work, is open to interpretation, but one cannot deny the relevance of his writings and the importance of his works in modern economics and society. He was a revolutionary, and societies today still see people like Bob Weick devoting their lives to informing people and defying their misconceptions of his works.